Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme is Pretty Little Shoes, with Nate Druckenmiller fiddling and Brittany Hicks flatfoot dancing. It's from our CD, Bound to Change, on Little Cat Records. This week's show is very special. I'm calling it Two Peas in a Pod. On May 21st, my son Nate and his fiancée Britt were married in a beautiful ceremony high in the hills of West Virginia in Helvetia. This week, as my present to them, I've put together a program featuring some of their favorite tunes and artists, many of which they've worked with and became friends with through the Augusta Heritage Center in Elkins, West Virginia. We'll open the program with Tim O'Brien from his recording Chameleon and Where's Love Come From on Howdy Skies Records. Two peas in a pod on this week's Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Two, one, two, three. Where'd love come from? Where's love go? What feeds love? What makes it grow? It's all we need and we need to know. Where's love come from? Where's love go? I used to have a gal lived down below. I used to go to see her, but I don't no more. I let fear close up my heart. Love fell away and it fell apart. Love is handsome and love is kind. Love is simple and so sublime. But love cannot live on its own. You gotta make love feel at home. Where'd love come from? Where'd love go? What feeds love? What makes it grow? It's all we need, to know. Where'd love come from? Where'd love go? I saw love walking down the road. A worried mind, he had a heavy load. He said, there's two hearts outside of town. Too long since I came around. If I get there before too late, they might not fill their hearts with hate. I'll knock on the door if they let me in. There's a real good chance that love can win. Where'd love come from? Where'd love go? What feeds love? What makes it grow? It's all we need and we need to know. Where's love come from? Where's love go? My mama died 2 years ago. She told her children, here I go. Said the hardest thing in life I do is try to say goodbye to you. Her sister was there for her last breath. said it was a very peaceful death. But mama's love lives on and on. It's like some never-ending song. Where'd love come from? Where'd love go? What feeds love? What makes it grow? It's all we need and we need to know. Where'd love come from? Where'd love come from? Where's love go? What feeds love? What makes it go? It's all we need. We need to know. Where's love come from? Where's love go?
With you. There was this king nodding in his garden all alone, when his brother in his ear poured a little bit of henbane, stole his brother's crown and his money and his widow. But the dead king walked and got his son and said, "Hey, listen, kiddo, I've been killed, and it's your duty to take revenge on Claudius. Kill him quick and clean, then show the nation what a fraud he is." The kid says, "Right, I'll do it, but I'll need to play it crafty, so that no one will suspect me. I'll kid on that I'm a dafty." So, for all except Horatio, and he trusts him as a friend, Hamlet, that's the boy, he kids on, he's round the bend, and because he's not yet willing for obligatory killing, he tries to make his uncle think he's tuppence off the shilling. He takes a rise out of Polonius, treats poor Ophelia vile, he tells Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Denmark's bloody bile. Then a troop of traveling actors like 784 arrive to do a special one-night gig in Elsinore. Hamlet, Hamlet, acting barmy. Hamlet, Hamlet, loves his mommy. Hamlet, Hamlet, hesitating. He wonders if the ghosts are fake, and that is why he's waiting. So Hamlet wrote a scene for the players to enact, so Horatio and him could watch to see if Claudius cracked. The play was called The Mousetrap, not the one that's running now, and sure enough the king walked out before the scene was through. So Hamlet's got the proof that Claudius gave his dad the dose, the only trouble being now that Claudius knows he knows. So while Hamlet tells his mother her new husband's not a fit man, Uncle Claude takes out a contract with the English king as hitman. So when Hamlet killed Polonius, the concealed corpus delicti was the king's excuse to send him for an English hempen necktie with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to make sure that he got there. But Hamlet jumped the boat and put the finger straight on that pair. And when Laertes heard his dad's killed in the bedroom of the heiress, he came racing back to Elsinore, toot sweet Hotfoot from Paris, and Ophelia, with her dad killed by the man she wished to marry. After saying it with flowers, she committed Harry Carey. Hamlet, Hamlet, no messin'. Hamlet, Hamlet, learned his lesson. Hamlet, Hamlet, Yorick's crust convinced him all men, good or bad, at last must come to dust. Then Laertes lost his cool, he was demanding retribution. The king says, "Keep your head and I'll provide you a solution." So he arranged a sword fight for the interested parties, with a blunted sword for Hamlet and a sharp sword for Laertes. And to make double sure the old belt and braces line, he fixed up a poison sword tip and a poison cup of wine. The poison sword got Hamlet, but Laertes went and muffed it, because he got stabbed himself and he confessed before he snuffed it. Then Hamlet's mummy drank the wine, and as her face turned blue, Hamlet said, "I think this king's a baddie through and through, well, incestuous, murderous, damned Dane," he said to be precise, then made up for hesitating once by killing Claudius twice, because he stabbed him with the sword and forced the wine between his lips, and then he said, "The rest is silence," and he cashed in all his chips. They fired a volley over him that shook the topmost rafter. Then fort and brass, knee-deep in Danes, lived happy ever after. Hamlet, Hamlet, end of story. Hamlet, Hamlet, very gory. Hamlet, Hamlet, I'm on my way. And if you thought that was confusing, you should read the bloody play.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's program is entitled Two Peas in a Pod, as we dedicate the show to our son Nate and his new wife, Brittany Hicks. They were married on the 21st of May in Helvetia, West Virginia. We just heard Michael Cooney from his recording Together Again and Hamlet. That's on Cove Haven Records. And before that, one of Nate's favorite guitarists is Bill Frisell, and also one of his favorite banjo players is Richie Stearns. They were both featured on Elzik's Farewell from Red Dog Tracks from Chip Taylor and Carrie Rodriguez. That's on Trainwreck Music. Elzik's Farewell is a great old West Virginia tune. And before that, from their good friends Jesse Milnes and Emily Miller, a tune that Emily wrote for her marriage to Jesse, a tune called I Got Lucky With You. That's from their recording Deep End Sessions from Jesse Milnes and Emily Miller, and that's on Deep End Sessions Records. And we let off that set with some great advice from Tim O'Brien, Where's Love Come From, from his recording Chameleon on proper Howdy Skies Records. Nate and I both are big fans of Clarence White, and we're going to open up this next set with a tune from the recording he was working on when he was unfortunately killed in 1973 by a hit-and-run driver. Here's Never Ending Love from Clarence White on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I've got a never ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I knew I've had a never ending love for you. After all this time of being alone, we can love one another, smile for each other. So good I can hardly stand it. Never ending love for you. From now on, that's all I wanna do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never ending love for you.
Still on my mind. How about a love song? Well, there ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes up in the morning out in the garden. Get you a ripe one, do not get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging. Every time I go out and pick me a big one. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy. And that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Picket guy. Well, you can go out to eat, and that's for sure, but nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew, make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, eat them with gravy, eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle, put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1622. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our second theme this week comes from the CD Harvest Time from our family band, Tom, Betty, and Nathan Druckenmiller, and we just heard Nate and me doing a Greasy Coat that we learned from the playing of Jimmy Triplett. That's on Little Cat Records. This week's program is entitled Two Peas in a Pod, and we're dedicating it to Nate's marriage to Brittany Hicks on the 21st of May in Helvetia, West Virginia. Before that, Guy Clark from his recording Songs and Stories and Homegrown Tomatoes, and that's on Dual Tone Records. And before that, Nate's a big fan of Graham Parsons, and I pulled You're Still on My Mind off of Sweetheart of the Rodeo from the Byrds. That's on Columbia Records. And we let off that set with Clarence White from his Aborted solo recording that he was putting together in 1973. We heard Never Ending Love, and that's on a collection called Silver Meteor, a progressive country anthology on Sierra Records. We are playing tunes that Nate and Britt both like, but in this case, we're going to play one that Dad likes. Here's one of my favorites from Judy Collins, Someday Soon, on the Sing Out radio magazine. Just out of the service,
someday soon. Going with him someday soon.
So high and free, I think I know as I watch him go that he has no need for me, for me. And when my man comes home and waits a while to roam, I think I see as he smiles at me that he's dreaming of the foam, the foam. I'm not a pious Christian, and I do not go to Mass, but I pray to Father Neptune to let him safely pass. I sing to the God with a three-pronged rod and the whiskers wild and free, but I've got a man with a beard and a tan and a passion for the sea. He rides through the foam, the cold and the warm, and he loves to risk his neck. And I'd like to know when he goes below that it's just below the deck. Oh, Neptune, Father Neptune, I'll tell you fair and true that if you should lose my sailor, I'll sing no more to you. When he's home from sea, he is half with me, and he's gone when I close the door. And it's still his creed that he has no need for a wife except on shore. I know it's a boat that keeps him afloat, but I like to think it's me. And if it were not for this, I would sink to the depths of the sea.
Thank you. while walking one day down the Bowery, drinking without any cares. I happened upon a common old bum who'd fallen down three flights of stairs. His coat was all ragged and tattered, the hair was white on his head. He gave me a letter with his dying breath, and these were the words that it said. I was standing on a streetcar back in Frisco, waiting for the light to change from red to green, when a thought came through my head about the time we went to bed underneath the western stars of Abilene. You know, a lot of things get hazy when you wander. Days go by like boxcars in the night, but someday I know I'll find just a little peace of mind, and when I do, I'll find you to make it right.
I'll be home in the morning when the sun is coming up, and the rooster singing, wake up to a thousand buttercups. There'll be pigs in the pen and turkeys in the woods. I'll be home in the morning, dear, for good.
It's 20 years ago that bus pulled out for Denver. We were standing in the station holding hands. Then we finally said goodbye, and I stood and watched you cry, and I asked myself how you could understand. You know, I've been a lot of places since that Sunday, and some things I've done just don't mean a thing. But one thing I know is true, Lord, I'll get back home to you. This old bird can't live forever on the wing.
I'll be home in the morning when the sun is coming up, and the rooster's singing, wake up to a thousand buttercups. There'll be pigs in a pen and turkeys in the woods. I'll be home in the morning, dear, for good.
Some things are just too personal to tell, and I gave it to the cop who was standing at the top of the stairs where that poor old bum fell. He hadn't had the time to put her name upon it, and his head had shook so bad his name was blurred. But it looked a lot like mine, so I'm calling you this time to say I'll be home in the morning, dear, for good.
I'll be home in the morning when the sun is coming up, and a rooster singing, wake up to a thousand buttercups. There'll be pigs in a pen and turkeys in the woods. I'll be home in the morning, dear, for good.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's program is very personal, as we celebrate the marriage of our son Nate to Brittany Hicks on the 21st of May. We're playing some of their very favorite tunes from some of their very favorite artists. And we just heard the Red Clay Ramblers and Bill Hicks' classic tune, The Hobo's Last Letter, from Twisted Laurel on Flying Fish Records. Bill was an early fiddle teacher of Nate's and stayed friends all these years. And before that, another great friend, R.P. Hale, playing piano in the band The White Cockade, from the recording Tartan Capers. We heard a set of tunes called Sweet Basil, featuring Miss Thompson, Henrietta Hornpipe, and Edward J.'s Jaunt. Brittany introduced contradancing to Nate, and he was hesitant at first, but he has become quite a good dancer. And before that, from their good friends Anna Roberts Gavalt and Elizabeth Leprell, a tune from their recording, Anna and Elizabeth, called Father Neptune. It's a song written by Connie Converse in the 1950s, and it's all about falling in love with an artist. Good luck, Brit. Anna and Elizabeth is on Free Dirt Records. And we let off that set with a classic, Judy Collins and Someday Soon from Who Knows Where the Time Goes on Elektra Records. We've got time for one last short set, and we'll lead it off with David Grisman, John Hartford, and Mike Seeger, and the Beatles tune, When I'm 64, from Retrograss, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Mm-hmm. I get old, losing my hair,
many years from now,
will you still be sending me a Valentine?
Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.
If I've been out to a quarter to three,
would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Sweater by the fireside.
Sunday mornings go for a ride.
Who in the garden digging the weeds?
Who could ask for more?
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Every summer we can rent a cottage in Tennessee.
If I don't want too much,
honey, we shall scrimp and save. Drop me a line,
stating point of view.
Indicate precisely what you mean to say.
You're sincerely wasting away.
Give me your answer, fill in the form.
Mine forevermore.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? When I'm 94?
Two peas in a pod, you two. Together you were meant to be, it's true. May the blues and heartaches never visit you. Just like a lovely work of art, you're two peas in a pod. Your friends and your family are here to celebrate with music and cheer. The life together you'll share, how happy you'll be is easy to see. Two peas in a pod, you two. Together you were meant to be, it's true. May the blues and heartaches never visit you. Just like a lovely work of art, you're two peas in a pod. Live oaks reach out from above to join in this journey of love. And you'll always have more than enough, 'cause together you fit just like a glove. Two peas in a pod, you two, together you were meant to be, it's true. May the blues and heartaches never visit you, just like a lovely work of art, you're two peas in a pod. Such a lovely work of art, like two peas in a pod.
That was the song that lent the title to this week's program, Two Peas in a Pod, from Carl Jones and his wonderful recording Traveling Star. He wrote it for his daughter Kelly and her wedding to Joel Savoie in Louisiana. There weren't any live oak trees in West Virginia, but there were lots of pines. Carl is joined by his wife, Erin Marshall, on the fiddle. That's on Diddyville Records. And before that, one of Nate's favorite recordings is Retrograss from Grisman, Hartford, and Seeger. That's David Grisman, John Hartford, and Mike Seeger. And that was When I'm 64. That's on Acoustic Disc Records from David, John, and Mike. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This has been a very personal program this week. We wish Nate and Britt all the best. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller, and if you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1622.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger.